We're learning a Hasidic discourse by the Rebbe Maharash, the fourth Rebbe of Chabad, on the unity of God. Basically, what we learned until now is that the world is one thing with God, and the question, so to speak, that the Rebbe is going to address for the rest of the discourse is, why do we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, here Israel, God is our Lord, God is one, which would give room to two, three, four, but it's just one. And it doesn't say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Yochid, here Israel, etc. God is unique, which doesn't give room for other things. That's basically what triggers the rest of the discourse. In the middle of that, the Rebbe brought a whole explanation on the idea of idolatry and shituf society, that God has partners or whatever, because he chose, and so on. And the Rebbe said, you can't mix these two ideas. One thing is shituf, which is not avodah zarah, is not idolatry, and a really different thing is avodah zarah, idolatry. Okay, let's go. Ubiura inyan lekarev el seichel. Eicha olam umloi batel gavi insoy baruchu. Odin soy baruchu. The explanation of this thing, to bring it closer to the intellect, which is, this is the main, one of the main things in Chabad, in general, the Hasidic Chabad, Hasidic movement, that we want to mekarev el seichel. We want to understand as much as we can. So the explanation of this, how the world and whatever fills the world is completely nullified in front of the infinite light, etc., which is the end of the previous class, so to speak. Hinei. Now, Amr Razal, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Our sages say in this Midrash, it's a very ancient Midrash, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'aretz Meicha Nivreis, Mishelech Shetachas Kis Yaakovit. Over there he asks, the earth, where was it created from? In the end, it answers, from the snow under the throne of glory of God. Glorious throne of God, etc. Parentheses, has to be very clear that these are all referring to spiritual things. There is no snow over there, anywhere. There is no throne where God is sitting anywhere. No. You're getting it wrong. No, there's nothing like that. There's something that in our human language, we call it that way because that's the only thing we came up with. But that doesn't mean that there's a throne where God is sitting. God is not sitting and he's not standing. Nothing like that. But whatever. This is what the Midrash says. The earth from the snow. May afar shebana se'aretz. From the earth itself on this particular snow was done the earth. Mitzreidim shebana se'harim. From the stones that it had, the snow, the mountains came up. Shenemar, because it's written, Kilashelegmar Heve Eretz and Ioif, because it's written in Job, to the snow, God told, be earth. Okay, that's it. This is what the Midrash says. Ulechira tzrichim lehovin. Apparently, we have to understand. Mahakira Eretz Mechon Ivreis. What is the Midrash asking? Where was the earth came created from? What's the question? We know the answer to this question. The earth was created something from nothing. It's a famous idea in Judaism. So what are you asking? Where it was created from? From nothing. That's it. And if you're going to ask me, oh, but what do I mean nothing? Yeah, okay, God is everywhere. God is everything. And he created the earth, the physical earth that we see from nothing. What's the problem? So what's the question? Even the Jewish thinkers agreed to this. I'm sorry, Choikrim doesn't really mean only Jewish thinkers. Like thinkers in general, philosophers, they agreed to this. As the Rav Sadia Gaon, lived in Babylon, whatever, in Iraq, year 800, something like that. When he talks about the creation, he talks about the creation, something from nothing. So what's the question that Midrash is asking? Where was the earth created from? I don't understand the question. In the same way, we can find in a different Midrash, not Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Midrash Rabbah, another Midrash. There are several Midrashim. where our sages ask, the light, where was it created from? And it answers, Melamed shenisata v'kash baruch hu betales levana v'ivik ziv adoroi. The answer is a weird answer. This teaches us that such a thing as there's a light, that teaches us that God got involved, like he dressed with a talis, with a prayer shawl, white, and he made shine a ray of his glory into the world. That's the light. What are you talking about? God has a shawl, a prayer shawl? What are you saying? And it's white. What are you talking about? Shegam bazet tzrichim lehovin kanal. The same way as we asked before, we have to understand this. Ma shayla mecha nivra. What's the question? Where was the light created from? Shenivra miyesh me'ayin mimaymar ye'oil shebemasar mamares. It was created, something from nothing, from the words that God pronounced actually in the 7 days of creation. Ye'oil, it should be light. That's the source of light. Whatever that means, but your question is a weird question. And the answer is even worse. The explanation of this is like this. This is a very fundamental concept in Judaism in general. Every single thing in the detailed physicality of world, like every single atom of the whole world, of the whole creation, has a root. In a Shoyrish Makar root, a source, spiritually speaking. Everything that you see in the physical world comes from a spiritual place, whatever that means. Okay, my Razal, as our sages say, in lecha eisev melemata shen lemaza melemailo, amake boy, ve'emeloi gaden. Our sages say, there's no piece of grass in the world down here that doesn't have a mazal, something spiritual above, spiritually speaking, that hits it, whatever that means, and it tells it grow. So every single thing in this world has a source in a spiritual world. She'inyan ha-mazalu, what is this thing called mazal? Shoyreshu makar ha-deshe, ve'ha'eisev ha-tzemeach lemata. It's the source. And it's the root and the source of this grass and this little piece of grass that is growing down here. At shegavoya magavoya hema malachim shenikraim b'shem deshe ve'eisef, to the point that you reach up and up, you go up and up, and you reach the malachim, the angels, that are also called grass, or chatzir, another word for grass also, ve'eisef, whatever, different words for grass. We go to the next page. As the Zohar says, "Be'inyan matzmiach chotzila behema ve'is lavodas ha'anam." When the psalm says, if I'm not mistaken, Psalm 104, it says over there that God sprouts grass for the animals and also asef, grass for the work of men. In this particular case, would be wheat or whatever. Plants and vegetables grow from earth. That's what it says. Behem. What is the Zohar saying about this verse? Hamalachim. He's talking about the angels. He's not talking about the grass down here. He's talking about angels. Shenikraim b'shem yoitzer mesharsim. That they are called, the angels, with the name, creators. Yoitzer mesharsim. God creates servants. Sheomrim shira b'chol yoim. These servants sing a song to God every single day. And they get included and they get nullified to the nothingness. Parenthesis, to understand what the Rebbe is saying over here, I think it's important to make it clear, because otherwise it's not so clear. Point number one, the Rebbe is bringing a piece of the prayers, the morning prayers of the Jewish prayer book. It's called Birchus Kriyas Shema, the blessings before the reciting of the Shema. So the Rebbe wants to, why do the Rebbes do this? Very simple idea. When the Rebbes connect an idea with a part of the prayer, it's because they want us to be thinking about that idea when you're actually saying this prayer. Don't just say the words, blah, 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 blah. I finished prayer, I have to go work. No. You should be thinking about something. About what? Okay, in this particular part, Yotzer Mesharsim, God creates servants. What is he talking about? Angels. Okay, and these angels, what do? They sing to God. What does that mean that they sing to God? They praise God, and within that prayer, that praise of God, they become so excited, so close to God, that they just disappear. They get burned. That's what they're called seraphim. Seraphim means from the word seraph, which means a burned thing, something that burns. These angels are so excited about God when they sing to him, when they talk about him. It's like just when a person, imagine a person talking about something that he really likes and he really has a passion about it. So he starts saying, this player, he plays like this, and he took the ball, and he did like this, and he did like this. He gets so excited, and he goes crazy. Why? Because you're really into what you're talking about. Same thing happens with the angels. They praise God so much, they get burned, so to speak. That's what he says in the end over here. Benichlalim benivtalim la'ayin. They get nullified to the nothingness of God, to something that they cannot grasp. That's why they call nothing. In other words, we say that the creation is something from nothing, but the truth is, it's the other way around. We are nothing and God is something. So why do we say creation is something from nothing? Because we don't understand our source, our spiritual source. We don't grasp it. So we call it nothing. It doesn't exist. Whatever, it's nothing. These angels go through the same process. They also don't understand God. They understand much more than us, but they don't understand God either. So they start singing to God, praising God, and they just become nullified to God. And then now, in the third line, he continues with the prayer. That's why it sounds like a weird language, because he's putting pieces of prayer, his explanation, pieces of prayer, his explanation, and so on. The truth is, just the first two words are part of the prayer. We just said in the previous line, God creates servants. And the prayer continues. His servants, you want to know something about his servants? Now the Rebbe explains. They stand berum oilam in the heights of the world from the 6 days of creation. These angels, that's what they do in eternity, so to speak. They don't change their job. They don't imagine there's something more to them. No, that's all they do. They start singing. They start getting excited, and they die, and then they get recreated, and so on. Once again, all the time. As it's written somewhere else, I'm not going to talk about the angels right now. Now we're going to understand what our sages bring in the Talmud. In Talmud Chulin. Over there, and Rashi brings it in his commentary to the Torah. The grass thought, when God said in the 6 days of creation, whatever, that grass should be, they thought something by themselves. And they did a kal vachomer. This is a very difficult idea to translate. Kal means light, easy. And chomer means something great, something important. Kal vachomer means we learn that if in a simple case the law is like this, in a very complicated case, how much more so? This is what kal vachomer means. Now, they, the grasses, made this kind of a rational thought by themselves. What do they think? What's about the trees? The common behavior of trees is not to come out all mixed up. Like you don't see trees all mixed up. They see a tree with its leaves and the tree is fine by itself. And usually you see a forest, all the trees are the same basically. Okay, you have another tree here and there, but the point is, usually, they're in groups, the same type of trees. Omar HaKosuv, and the Torah, even though they usually don't get mixed, the trees, even so, the Torah said, Leminayim, they should come out separated in groups. The Torah says it, even though they wouldn't do it in a different way, but the Torah says it anyway. Oh no, therefore, we said the grasses. That our custom is indeed to be all mixed up. It's not everything the same. These vegetables are all mixed up all around. Different types of vegetables, etc. Not trees. I'm talking about vegetables. Allah has come, how much more so that the Torah has to say, Leminayim, you should come out in groups. This is what the Talmud says. Now the Rebbe is going to ask a question on this Talmud. Very simple question. Apparently, I don't understand. It's wondrous. Really? Grass are talking? And grass are really thinking and making a whole rational thing? Yeah, the trees and the grass. And they're just grass. What are you talking about? Grass. How can it be on them, on grass? Regular grass, as we know it, like green grass. Speech and understanding to say, nah, yeah, that's a whole derivation over here. What are you talking about? No, the explanation is like this. Don't think that when our sages say such a thing, the grass was saying that they actually talk. No, that's not what our sages are saying. Our sages are talking about the source and the root in spiritual world. That is this thing called mazal that we mentioned before. That it's level after level going up. Up to the supreme angels. They talk. Because they sing to God. They praise God. They can also have rational thinking. They do have, actually, the Rambam Maimonides calls the angels Sichlim Nivdalim, like separated intellects. They understand God. They grasp it. And with all of this, even though they're such great angels and such great intellects and so on, they're the source of grass, of growing things in the ground. Why? What's the connection between angels and vegetables? Like, apparently, if the angels are so smart and so they sing to God, they should be the source of men. We can praise and we can talk and so on. No, they're the source of grass. Why? Of vegetables, whatever. Why? So the Rebbe is explaining. Because there, in the grass, in the vegetables, etc., you see the main thing of midos. The word mid is a difficult word to translate. I will translate it qualities, but it's specifically talking about emotional qualities. They grow. They're small and they become greater. Very simple explanation to this. It sounds weird, but it's not. When a person wants something or has, not wants, it's not the proper explanation. It's when a person loves something or rejects something, the more you think about it, the more it's going to grow your love or rejection, whatever, for that something. The more you understand it's good for you, the more you're going to be attracted to that. So that's katnus vegatlus, smallness and greatness of emotions. Mikoidem ashlichus, leshas ashlichus, from before having been sent, the grass, to after having been sent, or before singing, after singing, shlichus is not talking about the grass, I'm sorry, the malachim, the angels. Before God sends the angel, or after God sends the angel, before the angel actually sings to God, after he sings to God, and so on. This growth and this addition, it's really like growing and growing and more and more and more. Ad ki b'shas ha-shlichus yachol ha-malach likeres atzmo b'shem Hashem. To the point that when the angel is actually being sent to do something as an emissary, he calls himself with the name of God. Hello, I'm God. Wait a second, you're an angel. Yeah, I'm in a mission from God. Kemo shekosuf, as it's written, v'yemer b'nishbati nu Hashem. The angel said to Abraham, I will swear for me, says God. It was an angel talking. Yeah, but I'm God, because I'm an emissary of God. Uksivit, and it's written, Batikra Shem Hashem Adover Elea, also Hagar, she saw an angel talking to her, and she said, I will call the name of this thing talking to me God. והיינו, why? לפי שבשעס השליחו סופת לגמרי, עד שקורא לעצמו השם המשלח. Because in the moment that the angel is actually as an emissary, he is completely nullified to the point that he calls himself in the name of the sender, God. לפי שמזבט אל כל מהוסו לגמרי. Because it gets completely nullified, the angel to God. שאין בו רק כוח השליחו סכולה. He is only an emissary. That's my being. That's what I am. An emissary. וראי זה כמה שלא צמח שמשתנה מקטוס לגד, this is exactly the same thing as the grass that grows and changes from smallness into greatness. ולכן הם מקוידים על בחינס הצמח. That's why the angels are actually the source of grass, of vegetables, because they also grow. That's the idea. הגם כי יש בהם הדיבור, even though they actually talk, the angels, גם כן, also. אם כל זה, העיקר הוא המידה. But the main thing of the angel is not the talking. The main thing of the angel is the growth, the emotion, so to speak. וזהו שאמר רזה במדרש רבה, פרשת תרומה, that's why our sages say, in the midrash, שכל מה שיש למעלה, יש למטה. Everything that you see above, you see also below. למעלה סרפים עומדים. Above, you see angels called סרפים, and they're standing. למטה עצי שיטים עומדים. Down here, you see the wood of, I think it's called cedar wood or whatever that they did the tabernacle from. It's standing also. It's the same idea, standing. Uksivas iranu kol atzei yoar, and it also it says in the Tehillim, in the Psalms, so many times. Then the woods will sing, like the trees of the woods of the forest will sing. Wait a second, the trees will sing? What do you mean? That they don't have a mouth? Shekaya lamalochim is talking about the angels. Shenikrem b'shemat zayar. It's talking about the angels that they are called the wood of the forest. They are called the trees of the forest. Behainu, that means liyoisam mekoyrim shoroshim levichinas atzameach ilan ezet Hashem shelamatechul. Because the angels are the source and the root for the growth things down here, the trees in this case, and the grass down here, etc. So we see that there's such a thing as physical world, spiritual world, and this physical world has a source in spirituality somehow. Usually the angels, somehow. And when the Torah says the angels talk, the grass talks and the trees talk, and no. It's talking about angels. And the sun sings a song, really? The sun doesn't sing, it's just a ball of fire, you know, whatever material, chemicals it has inside. It's not singing. Really, it's the angel singing to God.